The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus departed to the mountain to pray, and he spent the night in prayer to God. When day came, he called his disciples to himself, and from them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles: Simon, whom he named Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Simon, who was called a zealot, and Judas, the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. And he came down with them and stood on a stretch of level ground. A great crowd of his disciples and a large number of the people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And even those who were tormented by unclean spirits were cured. Everyone in the crowd sought to touch him, because power came forth from him and healed them all. The Gospel of the Lord. If there is one area of the Christian faith where Catholics are behind the curve compared to our Protestant brothers and sisters, it is in Bible literacy. We have a hard time answering even the most basic questions about the Bible. Some Sunday mornings I have Mass at our mission church in Winslow called Our Lady of the Ozarks. When I drive back to IC, I pass by a new church on I-540 and Kelly Highway called Life Church. Do you know what I see there? The large church parking lot is packed with cars. These Bible churches do not have all the things the Catholic Church has. No Mass or sacraments, no Rosary or Mary, no Pope or pilgrimages, no statues of saints. But what do they have? They have a huge hunger and thirst for the Bible. And their pews are packed with ex-Catholics, and maybe even some ex-IC Catholics. In other words, they do not have the fullness of the Christian faith like Catholicism does, but they do more with the little that they have while we sit on our hands with the fullness of faith that we have. That is one reason I'm always happy to hear when we start a new Bible study here in the parish. Serena Worley, our director of faith formation, was telling me she recently started a new study on the book of Hebrews. And we stood in the hallway and had a very long discussion about whether St. Paul actually wrote it. Imagine that, two Catholics talking intelligently about the Bible. After Mass on Sunday, a young father was holding his toddler and said that he had discovered my videos on our church website with four different Bible studies and asked where he could get the notes so he could follow along better. He said he didn't know much, but he wanted to learn more. His words were music to my ears. He will not need to go to Life Church to learn about the Bible. Sometimes Ed Winkleman will come to the sacristy after Mass and share his beautiful thoughts about the Bible and what he's learning in our parish Bible studies. Ed is not going to leave IC Church for a Bible church. By the way, and do you know who I learn a lot from about the Bible? It's actually Protestant pastors. Again, as I'm driving on my way to Winslow, I listen to Protestant services on Sunday morning on the radio. Yes, I still have a radio in my car. Now, I'm not interested in their substance, but I do want to mimic their style. They have mastered the art of communication. And they use that to share the most important message of all, the good news of Jesus Christ. The Protestants are masters of marketing, but we Catholics are selling the best product. We need to learn how to market our product better. And that brings me to the gospel today and the list of the 12 apostles in the Gospel of Luke. Most Catholics can name one, maybe two, at best three or four of the apostles. But rare is the Roman Catholic who knows all 12 by heart. And very few indeed could tell you where you find that list in the Bible. This is where Marketing 101 comes in handy. I recently watched a video with a catchy tune that listed the apostles and the Bible verse in the Gospel of Matthew, where they are also listed besides Luke. Listen now. Jesus called them one by one, Peter, Andrew, James, and John. Next came Philip, Thomas too, Matthew and Bartholomew. Oh yes, Jesus called them. Yes, Jesus called them. Oh yes, Jesus called them. He called them one by one. James, the one they called a less, Simon, also Thaddeus, 12 apostles Judas made, Jesus was by him betrayed. But yes, Jesus called them. Sing it with me now. Yes, Jesus called them. Oh yes, Jesus called them. He called them one by one. Wait, there's more. Oh, yes, it's true. I am one, and so are you. Jesus said, come follow me, in Matthew 4 and verse 19. Oh, yes, Jesus called them. Yes, Jesus called them. Oh, yes, Jesus called them. He called them one by one. That's why Protestants are masters of marketing. And we are sitting here wondering, where did all the Catholics go? Praise to be Jesus Christ.